earth, sky.
And this chemical, bisphenol A, was initially considered for use as a sex hormone drug. It acts like the hormone produced in a woman's ovaries, an estrogen. And some clever chemists in the 1950s made plastic out of it. It's used in baby bottles, sport water bottles. It's the lining of cans. It's what coats receipt paper.
You're listening to biologist Frederick Bomsall, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. In September of 2010, Dr. Bomsall won the prestigious Heinz Award for his research on industrial chemicals. He's an expert on a chemical called BPA, or bisphenol A. BPA is found in many plastics, food cans, and on thermal sales receipts. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, bisphenol A is also present in over 90% of Americans. Dr. Bomsall maintains that BPA is harmful to humans, even in extremely small amounts. He spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebois.
We're interested in your study that was published in Environmental Health Perspectives Online in September of 2010. What were the main findings of your study?
When, as an adult, for instance, you take a drug into your body or a chemical into your body, your liver has the ability to break it down and clear it. One of the problems is that babies, for instance, do not have that. So what every parent knows is that chemicals and drugs that might not be really harmful to an adult could, for instance, kill a newborn. And so we studied the ability of adults in both mice, rhesus monkeys, a kind of monkey, and compared that to humans in terms of how rapidly bisphenol A was removed from the body of our animals and humans, and found, really to our surprise, that it was essentially identical. So that over 24 hours after being exposed to bisphenol A in the monkey and the mouse and the human, you have the same amount of bisphenol A being removed from the body, whether you're a mouse or a human. And as a result of that, we can estimate now human exposures based on the findings we have from the animal studies, because the rate of clearance of the chemical is the same in both animals and humans.
To which I would say, and don't take this personally, so what?
The animal and the human have the same amount of bisphenol A inside them after contacting it. We know that at very, very low levels in animals, we're seeing brain damage, reproductive damage, immune damage. We're seeing diabetes, heart abnormalities, just an incredible array of diseases, including breast cancer and prostate cancer. And this is occurring at levels of bisphenol A that are actually lower than estimates of human exposure.
How much is inside of the average person?
Well, the interesting thing about the number I'm going to give you is that it's going to seem like a very small amount. And the amount in the average person is about 2 millionths of a gram per liter of blood. And that may seem, a millionth of something may seem like a very small number, but this is a chemical that can cause abnormalities in human cells below a trillionth of a gram at phenomenally lower levels. This is an extremely powerful sex hormone drug-like chemical that should never have been allowed to be used the way it is now being used.
You've also been collaborating with the Environmental Working Group on BPA research. Oh, so what are the main findings of that?
40% of the receipt paper that is sold in this country, at least based on the sample by the Environmental Working Group, is coated with free bisphenol A. So think of paper coated with talcum powder. And when you touch that paper, you've got your hand full of talcum powder. The only problem with bisphenol A being the coating of the paper is it comes off just as easily as the talcum powder, except it has no taste, it has no odor, and you can't see it. And that's a huge concern. And suddenly we realized, instead of just getting this from food, that touching products with bisphenol A could be a huge source of human exposure.
How can people protect themselves from BPA exposure, and which groups need to be concerned most?
Well, the biggest group that we're concerned about is pregnant women and babies, because the lack of fetuses to be able to metabolize or break down any kind of toxic chemical. And newborns also have a very limited capacity to break down drugs and chemicals. And for pregnant women, this chemical goes right across the placenta and gets trapped in the fetus, where it can cause a lot of harm. And in newborn babies, it can cause a lot of harm.
So how can people protect themselves?
Well, here are some examples from my life. First of all, right now, I don't use any canned product because they're going to expose me to bisphenol A. The sad part of this is that over 10 years ago, the Japanese removed bisphenol A as the surface lining of cans. There are alternatives, but the American can industry refuses to acknowledge that and has not cooperated the way the Japanese industry did with the government that asked them to get rid of this chemical. We really need the corporations in the United States to start paying more attention to the health consequences of the chemicals they're putting into products. And we really need stronger environmental chemical legislation in this country.
You've been listening to Frederick Baumsall. Baumsall is a curator's professor of biology at the University of Missouri at Columbia. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.